O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons.
Hello, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Saturday, April 4th, 2020, as we continue to seek him through his word together as a family of families. Today we'll be reading Psalm 44, 17 through 26. Exodus 39, 32 through 40, 23, and Matthew 28, 1 through 20. We'll be starting with Psalm 44, 17 through 26 today. It says, "All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you, and we have not been false to your covenant. Our heart was not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. Yet you have broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God discover this? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake we are killed all the day long. We were regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression? For our soul is bowed down in the dust, our belly clings to the ground. Rise up, come to our help, redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love." Exodus 39, 32, 40 through 23. "Thus all the work of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was finished. And the people of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did. Then they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its utensils, its hooks, its frames, its bars, its pillars, and its base, the covering of tanned ram skins and goat skins, and the veil of the screen, the ark of the testimony with its poles and the mercy seat, the table with all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand of pure gold and its lamps with the lamp set and all its utensils, and the oil for the light, the golden altar, the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the screen for the entrance of the tent, the bronze altar and its grating of bronze, its poles and all its utensils, the basins and its stand, the hangings of the temple, its pillars and its bases, and the screen for the grate of the court, its cords and its pegs, and all the utensils for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, the finely worked garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons for their service as priests, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So the people of Israel had done all the work. And Moses saw all the work, and behold, they had done it. And the Lord had, as the Lord had commanded, so had they done it. Then Moses blessed them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month, you shall erect the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and you shall put in it the ark of the testimony, and you shall screen the ark with the veil, and you shall bring in the table and arrange it, and you shall bring in the lampstands and set up its lamps, and you shall put the golden altar for incense before the ark of the testimony, and set up the screen for the door of the tabernacle. You shall set the altar of burnt offerings before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and place the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar, and put water in it. And you shall set up the court all around, and hang up the screen for the gate of the court. Then you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it, and consecrate it in all its furniture, so that it may become holy. You shall also anoint the altar of burnt offering in all its utensils, and consecrate the altar, so that the altar may become most holy. You shall also anoint the basin and its stand and consecrate it. Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and shall wash them with water and put on Aaron the holy garments. And you shall anoint him and consecrate him that he may serve me as priest. You shall bring his sons also and put coats on them and anoint them as you anointed their fathers. Their father, that they may serve me as priest, and their anointing shall admit them to the perpetual priesthood throughout their generations. This Moses did according to all that the Lord commanded him. So he did. In the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was erected. Moses erected the tabernacle. He laid its bases and set up its frames and put in its poles and raised up its pillars, and he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent over it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He took the testimony and put it into the ark and put the poles on the ark and set the mercy seat above on the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil of the screen and screened the ark of the testimony as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the table in the tent of meeting on the northern side of the tabernacle outside the veil and arranged the bread on it before the Lord as the Lord had commanded Moses. Matthew 28, 1 through 20. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and say, "Tell people his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." A passage that we know as the Great Commission. Right after the resurrection, the last words that Matthew records Jesus saying, making these a very significant set of words. And what is it that Jesus tells us in this? He tells them that all authority has been given in heaven and earth. And then he commands, therefore, if all authority is given, he has the authority to command. He commands us to go and make disciples. And what does it mean to make disciples but to make followers of Jesus of every nation? To baptize them as he has instructed us to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Trinity, not just in the name of Jesus, but in the name of Father, in the name of Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And you may think, I don't have very much to teach. And the reality is this commission is for every believer. And if you know Jesus, if you are a born-again believer, you have something to teach. You have something to give to a lost and dying world because you have Jesus. Don't ever think you don't have anything to teach. Because if you've been a Christian for an hour, a minute, a second, you have Jesus. And that is something big to show a lost and dying world. Because as you were once lost and dying, but now are alive. And boy, is that something to teach. And the more and more you go on this journey, the more and more you walk with Jesus, the more and more you have to teach. And he says this, behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Never forget that. Jesus is with you. Jesus is in you. Jesus is working through you when you are indeed in him. This is the word of the Lord, and the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.